Sarcastic Voyage has embarked on a modest undertaking to chronicle the entirety of human history in sketch form. Join us as we uncover the mysteries of the past in our ongoing feature, which we call History. It's not as good as it used to be. France, 1739. The famed artist and craftsman Jacques de Vaucanson has put the finishing touches on what would be widely regarded as his crowning achievement. The philosopher Voltaire would later write about the piece, saying that, "Without it, you will have nothing to remind you of the glory of France."
Mademoiselles, messieurs, I thank you for attending the unveiling of this, my latest creation.
I do hope this isn't another one of your creepy mechanical people, Monsieur Vaucanson.
Is he the mechanical people guy? I thought we were coming to see some tasteful neoclassical nude sculptures.
You always want to look at nude sculptures.
I have an enlightened attitude towards such things. This is, after all, the Enlightenment.
I thought we were romantics.
Everyone, s'il vous plaît. I am très excited about this creation. So, without further ado...
Did he just say without further goodbye?
I think he meant ado, not adieu.
Without further delay, I present to you... Le Canard Digérateur!
That mechanical construction, it looks like a duck.
It has webbed feet, like a duck.
It even quacks like a duck.
Well then... As a reasoning member of the Age of Enlightenment, I must conclude that it is a duck.
It is a finely crafted, exactingly detailed replica of a duck. And now, let me show you just how exactingly detailed it is. Observe, as I bring this handful of grain to the copper mouth of the contraption.
Sacre bleu, the duck, it is eating the grain.
Ah, just wait. The best part is still to come. Just one more minute. And...
Oh! Merde!
Yes, exactement! My duck has consumed the grain, digested it, and now has excreted a perfect simulacrum of duck feces.
This will change everything. No longer will the production of duck shit be reliant upon nature's highly inefficient design.
I cannot tell if you are being ironic.
Neither can I. Such is the life of the 18th century European proto-hipster.
How does this remarkable device work? I assume you have fabricated some kind of working replica of a duck's digestive tract.
Actually, no. The feces is stored in a compartment near the bottom of the machine and emerges when I throw a switch.
Oh.
But it is my hope that one day, in an even more enlightened time than the one in which we now live, that mankind will discover a way to truly duplicate the natural digestive process of the common duck and produce genuine, robotic duck poop.
Dare to dream, Vaucanson. Dare to dream.
Vaucanson's dream of a fully automated pooping duck was realized 3 centuries later by a Belgian artist. The so-called Cloaca machine produced simulated excrement that was then sold to art collectors at a substantial profit.